Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, March 5th. In today's episode, Calcutta High Court orders the West Bengal government to hand over Trinamool strongman Sheikh Shahjahan to the CBI. Big relief for Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar in a money laundering case. A Calcutta High Court judge resigns to enter politics, will join the BJP, and an Indian national killed in Israel by a missile strike. First up, the Calcutta High Court today ordered the West Bengal police to hand over the Sandesh Khali case and Trinamool leader Sheikh Shahjahan's custody to the Central Investigation Agency, CBI. The court has handed over the custody of former Trinamool strongman, who is the key accused in multiple complaints of extortion, land grab and sexual assault from Bengal's Sandesh Khali to the CBI. The court has given a deadline of 4:30 p.m. Tuesday to ensure the transfer of Shahjahan and all case materials. Sheikh Shahjahan had been on the run since January 5th, when a team of Enforcement Directorate officials were attacked by a mob of his supporters before they could conduct raids against him. The mob attack and Shahjahan's disappearance sparked a huge political row. The ruling Trinamool was targeted by the BJP, which accused Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's party of protecting him. A High Court bench set aside an earlier order setting up a special investigation team of CBI and state police officials. Both the Enforcement Directorate and the state moved separate challenges to that order. The ED wanted the case to be given to the CBI, while the state wanted the police to handle the probe. The BJP had demanded a CBI investigation into Shahjahan, accusing the Trinamool government in Bengal and the police department of protecting him. They had questioned the long delay in apprehending Shahjahan. This is a big intervention, as the High Court reportedly agreed with the CBI application that prima facie, there seemed to be some comfort between police and Shahjahan. After his eventual arrest on February 29th, after being on the run for 55 days, he was seen walking confidently into the court premises and wagging his fingers at the media, in Bengal police presence, which further fueled rumours of Shahjahan being protected. At the time, BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari, who is a former Trinamool leader and a close aide of Ms. Banerjee, declared, quote, "This is not an arrest, this is a mutual adjustment," unquote. Next, in a big relief to Karnataka's Deputy Chief Minister, D.K. Shivakumar, ahead of the Lok Sabha polls, the Supreme Court today dismissed a 2018 money laundering case against him. The case is regarding allegations of tax evasion and hawala transaction worth crores. Enforcement Directorate officials were investigating the Karnataka Deputy CM, along with four other leaders, based on a 2017 IT Department investigation into the income and assets of Mr. Shivakumar. In 2022, the ED filed a prosecution complaint against Mr. Shivakumar, alleging that as a Congress minister in Karnataka, he generated a huge amount of illegal wealth that was hidden away through a criminal conspiracy with associates. The ED then arrested Mr. Shivakumar in September of 2019 concerning this case. Officials had then said cash worth nearly Rs 300 crore was recovered in these raids. Mr. Shivakumar had hit back, saying that the cash was linked to the BJP. The Delhi High Court had granted him bail the next month. Mr. Shivakumar had accused the BJP of political vendetta and said he had full faith in the judiciary. In today's order, the Supreme Court bench, comprising Justices Aniruddha Bose and Bailer M. Trivedi, said ED was unsuccessful in linking the source of the cash recovered to money laundering. Next, just hours after resigning as a judge of the Calcutta High Court, Justice Abhijit Gangopadhyay this afternoon announced he will join the Bharatiya Janata Party on March 7th. Speaking to reporters in Kolkata, he also lavished praise on Prime Minister Narendra Modi, whom he called a very hard-working man, and ripped into the ruling Trinamool Congress, which he sarcastically declared had inspired him to enter electoral politics. He said, "Trinamool is imploding. It means corruption. PM Modi is a very hard-working man and he's trying to do something for the country," he declared, and took swipes at other opposition parties. Quote, "I believe in God and religion, but CPIM does not, and the Congress is the zamindari of one family," unquote. It is speculated that Mr. Gangopadhyay will contest the forthcoming Lok Sabha polls from Bengal's Tamluk constituency, which is a stronghold of the ruling Trinamool Congress. In light of this resignation, senior advocate and Trinamool Lok Sabha MP Kalyan Banerjee said that all political orders passed by Justice Abhijit Gangopadhyay in school service commission cases should be struck down. Mr. Banerjee, arguing for school job seekers, told the bench that Justice Gangopadhyay was a political person and the orders he had authored were done with a political motive. As a High Court judge, Justice Gangopadhyay sparked a major controversy last April by giving an interview to a TV channel. The then judge was hearing a case related to the school jobs for cash scam. In an interview with the TV channel, he spoke on the alleged role of TMC General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee in the matter, Bar and Bench reported. The Supreme Court, while taking strong objection, had said, quote, sitting judges had no business giving interviews to TV channels, unquote. The top court later asked the judge to be reassigned. Earlier this year, he accused Justice Somen Sen, who led a bench that stayed an order for a CBI probe into college irregularities, of working for a political party. The matter is pending in the top court. Breaking from breaking news, Ankit Kumar was at the La Foresta Cafe in Gurugram's Sector 90 with his wife and friends. After consuming what they believed to be mouth fresheners at the restaurant, they felt a burning sensation in their mouths. Eventually, they would start vomiting blood and end up at the hospital. In his complaint to the police, Mr. Kumar said, and I quote, I showed the packet of the mouth freshener to a doctor who said it was dry ice. According to the doctor, it is an acid which can lead to death, unquote. In the now viral video, the group can be seen crying out in pain, claiming they have cuts in their mouth. Dry ice or solid carbon dioxide is used to create vapor and smoke effects, but is highly toxic to the human body. The manager of the Gurugram Cafe has now been arrested. Now back to news. An Indian national was killed and two others injured in the latest Hezbollah missile attack in Israel. The Indian embassy in Israel has issued an advisory to Indians employed in border areas of the country to relocate to safe locations, and also said they are in touch with Israeli authorities to ensure safety of Indian nationals. The Israeli embassy in India said in a statement, quote, we are deeply shocked and saddened by the death of one Indian national and the injury of two others due to a cowardly attack launched by Shia terror organization Hezbollah on peaceful agriculture workers who were cultivating at an orchard in the northern village of Margaliot yesterday early afternoon, unquote. The Indian national has been identified as Patnibin Maxwell, a local of Kerala's Kollam district. Two others from Kerala, Bush Joseph George, 31, and Paul Melvin, 28, were injured and taken to the hospital for treatment, according to news agency PTI. And lastly, France has become the first country in the world to enshrine abortion rights in its constitution. In a joint session of parliament at the Palace of Versailles, the bill was approved in an overwhelming 780-72 vote on Monday. And nearly the entire joint session stood in a long standing ovation. Visuals showed women rights activists celebrating and cheering across France. Notably, the right to medical termination of pregnancy has been in place in France since 1974. But its addition to the constitution was motivated by the United States. On June 24, 2022, the Supreme Court overturned the constitutional right granted to women in the historic 1973 ruling called Roe v. Wade. French President Emmanuel Macron had promised to safeguard abortion rights in France after the rollback of abortion rights in the United States. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal had earlier said, and I quote, we're sending a message to all women. Your body belongs to you and no one can decide for you, unquote. The measure specifies that the law determines the conditions by which the freedom of women to have recourse to an abortion, which is guaranteed. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, iTunes and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.